You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith.
We are going to see more positive cases in Louisiana. That is going to happen.
That was Governor John Bel Edwards at a press conference in Baton Rouge yesterday explaining an assessment of the novel coronavirus in Louisiana. Edwards, along with state health officials, had just met with Vice Admiral Jerome Adams, U.S. Surgeon General, who paid a visit to Louisiana yesterday. Edwards had declared a public health emergency Wednesday. During his press conference yesterday, he announced more persons in Louisiana have tested positive for the COVID-19 disease, just 3 days after the first case in Louisiana was reported.
We have 14 presumptive positive cases in Louisiana. That is one more than we shared with you yesterday afternoon.
Since the governor's press conference yesterday, the number has increased to 19. Those who have been tested presumptive positive are from Orleans, Jefferson, Lafourche, and Caddo parishes. Those tests await confirmation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Vice Admiral Adams gave a brief overview of the coronavirus.
The novel coronavirus started in China, and it causes a mild flu-like illness in most people. 80% of people who actually get the coronavirus, and probably more than that because so many folks are asymptomatic, but 80% of people do not need medical attention.
Although more coronavirus test kits are being made available, Adams explained that not everyone should get tested.
Not everyone should be getting a test right now. If you talk to your healthcare provider, that's a conversation that you need to have about whether or not your risk is high, whether or not it's going to change your outcome, and whether or not it is appropriate for us to utilize limited resources to test you versus to test someone else who may be at much higher risk.
Governor Edwards said the focus right now is to prevent a spike in coronavirus cases through community spread, which has led to cancellation of large public events and temporarily suspending classes at schools and universities. Edwards said these measures should flatten the so-called infection curve so as not to overwhelm health resources.
What we have to do to protect public health more than anything else is lower the peak so that we don't have more cases than is necessary, and then extend the duration so that we don't put too much demand on our healthcare providers in certain areas all at one time.
According to health experts, for most people, the virus causes only mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. For some, especially older adults and persons with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness, including pneumonia. Most recover within weeks, as has happened with 3/4 of those infected in mainland China. Now, getting accurate, up-to-date information is key to understanding safe practices for prevention to getting infected. In Louisiana, a statewide network has been launched to answer questions. On your phone, you can dial 211 or text the keyword LA COVID. The number for that is 898-211 for the most current information about the novel coronavirus in Louisiana. There's also an online resource, www.211la.org, and a government website, coronavirus.gov. We will have this information on our website, redriverradio.org. You're listening to Red River Radio, the voice of the community.